company. And to that lecturer, look where you are now. So let's click the fingers. And now you've worked for both Autodesk and Bentley in the past as well. And these two are certainly rivals when it comes to their software offerings and industry events as well that they put on. How do working for those elite names compare and contrast to each other and also to Ideate?
Well, both Bentley and Autodesk are really great companies, and of course, Ideate Software as well. Bentley is a private company, so I think they have a little bit more freedom or leeway to respond to market drivers and trends without having to worry about shareholders like Autodesk. I think once you're a publicly traded company, you've got to be very concerned about your shareholders, of course, as well as the business. And of course, Bentley is much smaller than Autodesk for the number of employees they have, so that I think each employee had to cover more roles and responsibilities. Autodesk is large enough that individuals start to be very specialized in their roles. I think at one time there were 8 or 9 different product managers just for Revit alone with the different aspects of Revit. So I think that, you know, Autodesk has really cornered the lion's share of the market when it comes to BIM and the architectural market. And Bentley has kind of decided to concentrate more, I think, on large infrastructure projects. And that's sort of their sweet spot. So I think both companies have a very unique perspective in the industry. And, you know, I always think competition is really good for everyone. It lifts, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats, basically. And truth be told, I mean, I think there's some really cool things that, you know, were in MicroStation that I wish that Revit had incorporated, like the AccuDraw Compass. So I know that was one of the things that, and for those of you that know MicroStation, it's sort of a three-dimensional compass that allows you to sort of design on the fly, in whether you're working in plan or elevation or in a three-dimensional view. So there's some really nice things. And I think that, again, all these software vendors can sort of learn from each other, and all of them have strengths and weaknesses, and certainly, like I said, a unique perspective that they bring to the table. And of course, I think Ideate Software fits in there too with our unique perspective.
Mm-hmm. That was a really nice insight, Richard. Thank you. And we'll talk about Ideate now. Your role there is linked to your Autodesk role, obviously, because Ideate have produced 3 plugins for Autodesk Revit, which are BIMLink, Explorer, and Sticky. So what is it that these 3 tools have that simply isn't available elsewhere?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think definitely my role is largely linked to Autodesk because of the Revit relationship you mentioned. Well, Ideate Software, we produce 3 add-on applications for Revit, and our sweet spot is around Revit data management, or the I within the building information model. So I'll just kind of quickly talk about our 3 products. I'll give you kind of the elevator pitch, as we say here in the States. I don't know if you say, actually, in England, what would you say? The lift pitch?
I guess so.
is there such a thing? But for those of you that don't know, an overview we kind of say is an elevator pitch. But anyway, our first product is our Ideate Explorer tool, which allows a designer or a BIM manager to fully understand the elements of a Revit model and all of their complicated relationships, because there are so many relationships between elements in a Revit model. You can sort the model data by, let's say, as an example, category, or by level, or by phase, workset, room, or space, which just isn't possible with some of the tools like the Revit Project Browser that are out-of-the-box Revit tools. You can zero in and really find things in seconds that are almost impossible to find or locate within just the out-of-the-box Revit tools. And we really stress that you can use Ideate Explorer to audit your Revit project to maintain the proper health of the project. And kind of, I joke, it's sort of like Crunch Fitness again. It's maintaining the health and fitness of your Revit model and understanding all the complicated relationships. So that's our first product. And our second product is Ideate BIMLink, which allows you to create a link between the parameter data, so again, it goes back to the I in BIM, and the Revit model and an Excel spreadsheet. So you can quickly create exports of almost any system, project, family, custom parameters. You can easily manipulate that data in Excel and then re-import that back into Revit to either update the data or the geometry if that would impact the geometry in some ways. For instance, like a width of a door, as an example. You can also use Ideate BIMLink to create new data in Revit, like rooms, spaces, areas, as an example. So someone could be, for instance, filling out all this copious amounts of data in Excel, and they don't even need to understand or really know Revit. And then the Revit Designer can import that data and update the model in a flash. You can even use ID8 BIM Link to swap from one family type to another. So there's a lot of robust tools allowing you to work within the Excel spreadsheet and the Revit data. So thirdly, or finally, our ID8 Sticky product allows you to link an Excel spreadsheet directly into Revit. So it's a little bit different than ID8 BIM Link is sort of all about the data back and forth with Excel. And our Sticky product is basically saying, well, I just want to link that information and have that display as a schedule in Revit and have that be updated if there are changes made to the Excel worksheet. So it's just like linking in a DWG drawing or another Revit model into your project, and you can maintain that link and it will update if it changes. So you can really extend the BIM project team by having people update code requirements or design data or information. We kind of say non-BIM information in some ways because it's not directly linked to the elements within the Revit model, but that information does need to be displayed in many ways on the Revit project. And so Excel is a good format for that. So it can bring in a lightweight Revit schedule that can, now we've even included graphic images within the Excel table. So that's kind of the three, or a summary of the three products that we offer for Mighty 8 Software.
Fantastic. And if that wasn't an elevator, ding dong, we've reached the floor of the next question. See what I did there? Yeah, seamless. Now, ID8 products actually undergo vigorous testing phases. And I don't think there's a lot of information around, you know, regarding how BIM-related products are actually tested. So how does that testing process work?
Well, it's actually sort of a multi-pronged approach. We have built some automated testing that helps when we release a new feature or enhancement to make sure we haven't broken anything that we've already done before. But then we also have a fairly robust beta program that allows, when we have a new release or enhancement to our software to be tested by the actual users with sort of real projects that they're working with, but in a controlled environment. So we don't want them to be working on a live project, but certainly use their data. Plus, we also have many trained architects and engineers with our employees and our VAR partners kind of across the ecosystem here. And then all these methods are sort of put together and so that the software is put through its paces before it's ever released to users. So with all that testing, there are always, there's always some issues that may arise. But getting back to my first answer, when the question you asked, like what I do, well, this role of technical evangelist is I'm a man of many hats. So I'm also doing support and I check the support queue. So if there is something that does slip by, well, I'm going to be looking at the support queue and responding to that as well. So I want to make sure that there are as few issues as possible because that will make my life easier. But again, it all kind of ties together, whether I'm doing product support or whether I'm doing training or presentations. I think it does kind of fit for allowing sort of a robust understanding of how all the software works together.
Brilliant. It's just nice to know that because I think it's really interesting to find that out. And it will be also interesting to hear your thoughts on people's opinions of software and the barriers that are hard for you guys to overcome. Because a lot of people, may be unwilling to firstly, get a software and have all that upheaval, which is probably not that difficult. And then, there's plugins and all these different add-ons and some people are just very reluctant to test them out. So what would you say is, the hardest barrier for you to overcome at ID8?